Evening, everyone. Broadcasting live. January 16th, 2016. So yeah, I said I was probably going to do Q&A tonight. Don't see many Qs, so there's something peaceful about radio, about audio broadcasts. I'm fond of these. More fond than the hangouts. Simpler. Just to push a button and I'm broadcasting. So, I'm looking at the chat. If anybody has any questions, you're welcome to post them. We have a quote that we can look at. Very short quote. It's a quote about the difference between the defilements. There's not much to say about it. It's a very interesting quote. It speaks for itself. What you could point out is that, based on this quote, delusion is the worst. Greed is slow to change, but not much blamed. People don't blame you if you're greedy. Anger, on the other hand, quick to change, but much blamed. And a little bit of anger, a momentary outburst of anger can destroy relationships. Which is funny, you know, because it doesn't really adequately reflect a person's character. One mistake is all it takes. Suppose you could say the same with greed. Suppose a husband or a wife cheats on their spouse. You could argue that says something about their character, I think. But just trying to think, like a moment of weakness, right? Anyway, anger is more blamed, it's clear. But the worst is delusion. Slow to change, and much blamed. So this is arrogance and conceit, wrong view, ignorance. And it's slow to change. You can sense this when you meditate, that greed and delusion are slow to change. They're more sticky and heavier. Anger is, generally speaking, lighter and more quick. I don't have anything else to talk about. It's been a fairly uneventful day here. I've been working on my TED talk, TEDx talk, and Latin. Otherwise, just another day at the monastery. Someone brought food today. A local resource. And we're not even sure if we're going to survive out the year, right? At the end of this year, in August, we have to see whether we can even continue on. But it's nice that people can come in. We'll have to see if it continues. Today we had at least one person come in and meditate. A McMaster student came for our Saturday. Just came in and started meditating. I guess the one thing I can say about the quote is, for some people it might not have been clear that these three things are the essence of all that is blameworthy. There's nothing else. These are the akusala mula, the roots of unwholesomeness. So all unwholesome minds are just rooted in these three things. It's not complicated. Evil is not a complicated thing. The causes of our problems are not complicated. Quite simple. Greed is the desire for something, for a sensual experience, or for something to come, or for something to go. Anger is aversion. And delusion is the cloudiness of the mind. It includes things like arrogance and conceit and wrong views and ignorance. So we don't have that much. It's not that difficult of a job, right? But the Buddha said these are the binds of defilements are stronger than steel. He said the bond of craving stronger than any other bond of leather or steel. I guess he wouldn't have said steel, but iron. I don't think they had steel back then. I'm not sure. Stronger than any physical bind. These are not strong binds of leather and metal. In fact, the bonds are so strong, and the bond of delusion and ignorance is so strong, it's amazing that the Buddha even was able to figure this all out. There's not all that much to say about it. Like, I was thinking, is it really necessary to keep making YouTube videos saying the same sorts of things or trying to come up with new things to say? It's important to consider what is the most important. I think setting up these online courses was a neat thing. I think that's important. Encouraging people in meditation to actually do the work, progress. It's neat to hear people talk about how the videos and these teachings change their lives. That's really neat. And that's really what we have to focus on. How do we encourage people and bring people, more people, to practice? Of course, the goal is personal. The goal is not to help others. Our goal is to help ourselves. But as part of helping ourselves, as part of our life, helping others is part of our practice, part of our life. Anyway, not a lot to say tonight. I think I'll say goodnight. Well, let's look first, see who's meditating. We've got a bunch of people today. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for being a part of the community. It's great to see people coming and meditating. This is where real goodness happens. So it's good to see. Anyway. Have a good night. See you all tomorrow.